dirty old river must you keep rolling, flowing into the night. People so busy make me feel dizzy. Taxi light shines so bright, but I don't need no friend. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window. The chilly, chilly is the evening time. Waterloo sunset time.
Waterloo sunset time.
Terry meets Julie, Waterloo Station. But I am so lazy, don't want to wander. I stay at home at night, but I don't feel afraid. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Flies round Waterloo underground. But Terry and Julie cross over the river where they feel safe and sound. And they don't need no friends. As long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset, they are in paradise.
to Cha Cha Cha.
Whoa.
So usually it is a country music radio show, right, Jeff?
No, it's a trucker song and surf and whatever the hell we feel like playing. Route 78 West has been known to go on tangents, and we got to tell you right now, if you guys are liking the surf, you know, you're having your barbecue or whatever, give us a call and we'll keep playing surf for the rest of the show. If you don't like it...
Yeah, likewise. If you don't like it, give a call, 303-492-1190. But do be warned that whatever your vote indicates doesn't necessarily mean we're going to respect those wishes.
It's just like the Senate and everything else.
It may
else.
Not determine the direction of the show, but you can certainly you can make your calls, as futile as it may seem. 303-492-1190. We are deep in a surf set at the moment.
We're
Perfidia
out.
There was that last one.
Yeah, Perfidia is a classic there. That's actually done in this case by The Shadows, famous by many others. And The Shadows were a great English band there. And Hank Marvin on that little twang bar. And then right before that, Riders in the Sky. Not Ghost Riders, but just Riders. And that was from the guys that did Pipeline, the Shantays. And Comanche before that, Link Ray, thanks to the Webmaster Jay.
Yeah, that was some nice, dirty, almost garagey surf. I mean, the beats on the drums on that, I mean, it sounded like someone was kicking an old refrigerator box or something.
And a lively one started that with Hot Dog for all you guys.
Hot Dogging, because I figure some folks are, if not barbecuing today, probably there's going to be a lot of that going on tomorrow. But let's go ahead and stay in the surf vein for a moment.
Well, we got a call. Let's take the call and see. We can do it on the air, sort of.
Let's go ahead and start the next track, and then we'll see if they're voting in favor of surf or against surf. Well, okay, why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, just here. Yeah, this is, well, I'll keep talking, and we're... Loki is professionally checking with the phone right now. He has a flashing light. There's kind of a strobe light kind of thing.
That was my dad, and he wanted me to mention that Mom doesn't want to hear any more surf.
No surf. Okay, let's play a downer then.
That's.
Oh, you know what? Let's play a spaghetti western.
After we just said that we were going to let people vote, of course, their votes won't necessarily determine the future of the show. When Mom calls up, that's pretty serious.
Sorry, right,
so
we're going to play track 14. We can creep into a spaghetti western, which will get us back on track, sort of.
Okay.
This is a great instrumental by the Hacienda Brothers.
Sorry, Mom. There's two things she doesn't like about the show. It's the Bob Dylan and the surf, but everything else is A+.
I would say there's another.
She's not your mom.
There's a Christian station over there left of the dial you might want to check out.
Well, she doesn't like that stuff either.
There's a hip hop station also close by.
She doesn't like that stuff either. She likes good music.
There's a Frank Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra and Martin and Shirley MacLaine.
That's not going to do it either. Liza Minnelli, maybe.
That's where you get
what did,
it.
What did we queue up?
We queued up right now Hacienda Brothers. This is a classic track. I don't know the title of this one, but. Our pal Danny gave me this thing. He said, check this out, and I love this guitar on this. This is a classic spaghetti western, so we should kind of whistle or whatever, play the spaghetti western intro, you know, like we always do. So that's it. So let's play it. Thank you.
Down tempo, moody mariachi spaghetti western music here on Route 78 West. Wow, I like that one.
There's something you said for when you take your guitar and you tune it down like five steps and you play those low notes.
I can't even go that low.
Hacienda Brothers. We don't know the title of that one, but it fits the spaghetti western bill. And you are listening to Route 78 West. Bunch of loonies in the house here today. And
it's true. And we got off on kind of a surf side road of the little highway here that includes Americana, honky tonk, western swing, many other genres. And then we asked for a vote, and we asked folks if they wanted to hear more surf or less surf. And my mom called up and was listening online in Salt Lake City and said no more surf. And so we honored that. But then Ann called up and voted in favor of surf. But I had to tell Ann that my mom's vote counts as two. it's true. But that's kind of where it is.
All right. So if you want to hear some more surf, you got to call. We got to have two more calls. We're not even trying to get money here. All we're trying to do is find out if we're pleasing our audience,
because
we aim to please. All we do here is aim to please. Sometimes we miss and hit our feet, but. All right, I got one here. I do this every 4th of July, but I got a different version of this, so it won't be quite as toxic. I was a young child back in Philadelphia back in 1975.
And, you were once a young child. I can't even imagine it, Jeff.
There was a case. I saw this guy actually in 1972. We're going to play some Springsteen is what it is, but has a song here, 4th of July, Asbury Park, and as a damaged kid who used to go not to Asbury Park, but some of those other places in the New Jersey coast, towards the south, like Wildwood in that area, there is this whole tilt-a-whirl carnival-esque boardwalk scene. And
are you playing carnival music?
You know, we are going to please you. Shucks. We're going to please me. We're going to please everybody, hopefully. This is 4th of July, Asbury Park. This is going out for my brother, Joel, who's, I don't know what he's doing. He's probably raiding my beer stash in my fridge. Get a job. All right, see you.
Stranded on this 4th of July. Down in town, circuits full with switchblade lovers. So fast, so shiny and sharp. And the wizards play down on Pinball Way, on the boardwalk way past dark. And the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers along the shore, chasing all them silly New York girls. Machines chasing the factory girls underneath the boardwalk. Where'd dirty old promise to unsnap their chains. Now I tilt a whirl down on the South Beach Drive. Well, I got on it last night and my shirt got caught. And that joy kept me stuck. I didn't think I'd ever get on. Just like stars and on the cheap little seashore bars, parked with their babies out on the Kokomo. The cops finally busted Madame Marie. Some of them tell fortunes better than they do. Now this boardwalk life for me is through. Sandy, you ought to quit this thing too. Oh, Sandy, the aurora is rising behind us. There's new lights, a carnival light.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen from back when he was really good.
One wishes he would have. Yeah, I think money always takes people down. That's probably my theory anyway. Here on this populous holiday of July 4th, where the meek shall inherit the United States.
And we have a little apology to make. I know Mom's vote counted for two, but we heard from a couple of folks here.
Yeah, Danny called, and he wanted to hear some surf, and Danny's vote counts for one and 33rd.
No,
so
he's just one vote like everyone else.
Oh, come on, we're going to give him a little more.
But John called, too, and got one, so in solidarity, I guess.
Here
sorry,
it is.
Mom, here, a little more surf for you guys.
Santo and Johnny, tequila.
Thank you. Well, down in South Texas, we've been getting warmed up to come up north here to Yankee Land in Colorado. Well, it's a lot different down in Blanco, Texas. Right now, it's kind of rainy. Rainy and wet. Have a lot of funny insects that have come out this year that have been hibernating during the drought. They're visiting. We got a place down there we call Camp Howdy. We were over at Camp Howdy just before we came up here a couple of days ago, sitting around in the campfire after the Kerrville Folk Festival, kind of surprising ourselves, searching for spiritual sport. Went out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines, came a dude of an hombre with dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, a leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. He took one look and he at us and he fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, spit out a live coal, blew out a smoke ring, looked at us and said, "Oh, what are you boys? Hippies? Howdy, we're vegetarians." "Oh, veggie what? Say, you boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We're going to fly with the free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent, pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap, and slipped into the comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. And we were ready for the spiritual sport, so we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across the bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. We climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat and I felt proud. Then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. And they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels and we started rolling down across the bean field. And as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I did turn to Beauregard and I said, "Bo?" I called him Bo. "This thing fly?" "Oh, what are you, boy? Superstitious?" Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void. Not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. And I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment, and he just smiled at me and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end. And the fuse was lit, and old Beauregard, he just smiled and said, "Dude, you drive." So I grabbed a hold of the little wheel. I pulled back. A miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border just below the radar and just above the Paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind. Campesinos are planting their fields, where the ghost of Zapata rides a horse that can still outrun the wheel. High in the sky above and clear out of sight is the free Mexican Air Force, and we're flying tonight. In a little town of Denver, a cowgirl is cooling her heels, remembering that God gave us herbs and the fruits of the field. But a criminal law that makes outlaws of those seeking life
Mexican Air Force. Your Mescalito riding his white horse. The free Mexican Air Force is flying tonight. Flying so high. To burn. They'll jail you or kill you for making those rich fat cats squirm. Fools who make rules with no difference between wrong or right. Make the free Mexican Air Force. Mescalito riding his white. Air Force is flying tonight. Flying so high. Miss Monica, we went out on the old campaign trail, checking out the Dole, the Newton, the Bushes, who went to Yale. And then we met old Whitewater Willie, who never inhaled. And the free Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his white horse. The free Mexican Air Force is in the White House tonight. Flying so high. Spinning their barrels for fun. Contrabandistas, banditos of light. Yeah, we're the free Mexican Air Force and we're flying tonight. And high in the hills we are harvesting sweet sensimilla. The law wants it all, cause they think that the wild we can free us. Freedom for us is a prison for the rulers of might. And the free Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his white horse.
his brother on the back of the head. Looks to the north as he starts to get up. His brother still sleepy, grumbles, it's not light yet. If you want a new life, what's a few minutes wait? Darkness on the road. You think it'd be crazy to ask for a small part. Spotted an eagle in the middle of a lake, resting on cactus and feasting on snakes. The waters recede as the dump closes in, revealing a whole lake of sleeping children. Poison in the stream that flows to the sea, out on the waves that crash within. You think it'd be crazy to be so far away, yet so near. Some say a new day will shine here. On these catastrophes and horrors of misfortune, all across. In the border patrol, out in the wastelands, wandering for days. The future looks bleak with no sign of change. Darkness in the eye and down in the soul, all across the wire to those in control. Holding so much with no show of heart, you think it'd be crazy. Watch it all fall apart.
Calexico on Route 78 West. Gotta love them. Out of Tucson.
Yeah, that's a cross wire coming off the record there. I always like the live versions of that better than the final produced version, which is kind of funny. Sometimes bands don't really, you know, they don't know what they're doing in the studio.
Oh, they've got a good studio doing there, and I definitely think they know what they're doing. I just don't think there's any possible way to convey what happens at a live Calexico show on record, because they are one of those few bands out there in this day and age that you've got to see live, because they put on an unbelievable show.
And the theory is that sometimes you play stuff live long enough, you actually learn, you live in it, and you'll kind of learn what goes on. But had a couple live things there. Had one right before that, which was the Free Mexican Air Force talking about an Independence Day song.
God, Jeff, where did you get that intro? I was laughing so hard, I was in danger of upsetting the radio equipment, because I was going into convulsions. That was hilarious. Are you guys hippies? No, we're vegetarians. No. Veggie what's?
That's a real nice soundboard coming from, June 14th, pretty recent, 2000 is a year.
And, no kidding.
It's back in the days when we could get away with getting soundboards at the Boulder Theater.
Oh, and, shucks.
I don't know, at the Gillian Welch show, I begged, I cried, I tried, I whined, and I couldn't do it. And it was one of these great shows that, you know, you can kind of keep it in your head, but it would be nice to have a tape of that. Anybody out there who's got a tape live,
Jeff,
an audience
tape. Jeff
is
going to be whining about this till it goes to the grave. Just. Cherish the memories, Jeff. This guy's got an archive of rare recordings that would put any other to shame, but yet he laments that one lost show.
Well, sometimes it's just because it was so good. So anybody out there that taped an audience, I don't care about the quality, get in touch with us through the website. All right. Well, speaking of Gillian Welch here, we do have one. I got a kind of a nice one here, Rumination Day, something that's sort of quaintly related to July 4th because it mentions Abraham Lincoln and a bunch of other things that happened. But
you mean you can't get any more free than the Free Mexican Air Force? Now, that to me is a good freedom song for the 4th.
Oh, that is, and so is Across the Wire for those folks that don't have quite as much freedom. So
let's just break down those borders, man. America's a country of immigrants, let's face it.
Yeah, all of us are here. Actually, if they had done that immigration policy right in like 1642 or whatever when Columbus came over, 1492, they had those policies in place, they wouldn't have the problems they have today. Let's
put it
that
way. None of us would be here. That's a fact, Jack. So here's Gillian.
Here's Gillian.
When the iceberg hit, oh, they must know God moves on the water like Casey Jones. So walk downtown on my telephone, took a five-band bill, has fled, and the great emancipator took a bullet in the back of the head.
I guess we have to tell you a little something about that because it's just darn pretty.
That was Charlie Schmidt there, and Milkman was playing some stuff on the air, and I came running out of the shower going, what was that? That was freaking awesome, as they say. And we heard there, I think it was, I'm not sure which one, what was that track?
It was track seven.
Seven is what it was. Karen, I can't even talk. Karen Z Waltz, Karen Azzy Waltz.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a Faye-esque, really nice acoustic guitar.
Doing a cool kind of broken record effect there at some point, too. Kind of
yes.
Falling out of time. It was nice.
I thought that was good, and we'll be playing more of that stuff for sure. And again, Radio 1190, that's the only place you're going to hear this kind of stuff, and I guarantee you on that, probably anywhere. we're going to end it up right now, Home by Saturday. Here's one from Hayden. Stick around, Bob's coming up with the Music Machine. We're gearing down to, I think it's show number two before the end, and we are talking about This Is the End, my friends. So you better enjoy this thing. Enjoy it for all it's worth. Soak it in, saturate it.
Listen to Bob's show, The Music Machine. It's a great show. And we'll be back next week, 5 to 7, with more of what we do here at Route 70 West on Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder. Thank you.
I fly.